Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to take a look at Psalm 46, which played a very significant role in Martin Luther's life and in his studies of God's Word. Alone, isolated, yeah, I'd say depressed, in despair. That describes Martin Luther 500 years ago from this year, earlier in the year, in the spring of 1522. It was in that year that the elector Frederick the Wise, who had political influence and connection throughout Europe, was one of the electors under the Emperor of Rome, decided to kidnap Martin Luther and take him to the Wartburg Castle in Eisenach, Germany. Luther needed to be hidden away because his life was in danger and his life had to change drastically as he was kidnapped and taken away to the castle there in the Wartburg. He needed to change a lot of things about himself and he took on an alias name. His name was, do you know, anybody here? Knight George. For about 6 to 9 months, he walked around a castle called Knight, and his name was Knight George. He grew his hair out, became a little hippie, I guess. And boy, did his life change. He did not want to be recognized. The patterns of his life changed. What he ate, in fact, if you read later in his life, he blames that time in the Wartburg for the change in his stomach and some of the challenges that he had later on in life. To that brief, for about the 6 to 9 month period that he stayed in the Wartburg, isolated all by himself. Luther believed that he was being attacked by Satan. This was a moment in which he was severely depressed, overwhelmed, and didn't know what to do. And at one moment in the middle of the night, he thought he heard Satan speaking to him. And in a famous moment, he went over to his bedside table, took an inkwell, and threw it at what he thought was Satan. That ink spot actually was noticeable until about 100 years ago. In the Wartburg Castle. Overwhelmed, deeply depressed, isolated, in despair. What helped Martin Luther? I'd like to suggest that three words helped him based on Psalm 46 that I'd like to share with you today because I believe it will help you as well. The three words, try to get these right here. Ever, present, help. It's in the first verse of Psalm 46. God is an ever-present help. This was, now, not just one word, not just two words, but all three words were important for Martin Luther. This was Martin Luther's 911, his way out of trouble. He would remember these words through his life. Ever present trouble. Let's unpack each word here this morning and how it can help us as well. The first word, ever. Ever doesn't mean sometimes. Doesn't mean sporadically. It doesn't mean maybe. It means ever. Always. A couple years ago, I had to make a phone call about a problem that we were having with one of our appliances. It was a dishwasher. I don't know if you've had this experience, but it's not a great time to have problems with your appliances. I made the phone call to the local appliance shop, the shop that will go unnamed here, and there was an automated voice that said this, "What problem are you having?" And I said, "I'm having a problem with the dishwasher." Then an automated prompt came up that said, "Can you give the make and model?" And I gave the make and model. And then it went dead silent. Have you ever had that moment? Dead silent. And after 2 minutes, another automated voice said, "I'm sorry, we don't have a technician available to talk to you. You'll have to call at another point." I hung up the phone. I called again. I'm persistent. This time when I called, when they said, "What problem are you having?" I said, "My refrigerator." I just wanted to get anyone who would talk on the phone, thinking that that would be the right answer. The automated prompt said, "What make and model?" I made up something, and then pause. 2 minutes later, the voice said, "I'm sorry, there is not a technician available. You need to call back at another time."